We've been looking back at 2014, and today, notable moments that made for great water cooler talk, and in many cases, started a national dialogue. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans has his picks. And Eric, give us an idea. We're talking about those big TV or viral moments that just grabbed us.
Sure. It's become sort of a tradition for critics to pick their best TV shows of the year. But I think it's more important to take a look at those video moments that showed us something unique or changed us as a culture. And several of those things happened this year.
Let's take a look. In the beginning of the year, it was the first season of HBO's True Detective. Critically acclaimed, did very well. Short season, 8 episodes, starring Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson. 2 detectives in Louisiana working on one case. Let's just play one of these memorable moments you're talking about.
Someone once told me time is a flat circle. Everything we've ever done or will do, we're going to do over and over and over again.
Why'd you pick that, Eric?
True Detective was a film that was stretched across several episodes. And we've seen shows kind of like this in the past, but True Detective took it to a new level. And then we saw it happen to an even greater level when FX reinvented Fargo. So this is a style of television that had a great impact and that we're going to see more of in the future. And this is a singular signature moment.
Okay. This was also a year of a shakeup in late-night television. David Letterman, of course, announcing his retirement in April from The Late Show. But it was a real surprise. He started off by talking about how he had a conversation with his boss, Leslie Moonves.
And I phoned him just before the program and I said, Leslie, it's been great. You've been great. The network has been great. But I'm retiring.
This is really?
Yep.
This is true. This is, you actually did this?
Yes, I did.
Wow.
Yeah, wow, indeed. This announcement reshuffled the deck in late-night television. Because Letterman was leaving his show, CBS hired Stephen Colbert to come over from Comedy Central. Because he's leaving Comedy Central hired Larry Wilmore to take over that job. And because Stephen Colbert was bringing a new show, CBS and Craig Ferguson decided to leave that show. And now there's going to be a new host on the show that comes after where David Letterman was later in the year in March. So literally a third of late night television kind of reshuffled. New people got new jobs and other people left as a result of this one moment.
Quite a moment. Okay, another one. Earlier this year at the Academy Awards, Lupita Nyong'o won the Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for her role in 12 Years a Slave. Memorable speech there. But you want to listen to a moment from her speech at the Essence Awards for Black women in Hollywood who really made an impact. Let's listen.
I received a letter from a girl, and I'd like to share just a small part of it with you. Dear Lupita, it reads, I think you're really lucky to be this black, but yet this successful in Hollywood overnight. I was just about to buy Densha's whitenicious cream to lighten my skin when you appeared on the world map and saved me.
She goes on to describe how when she was a child, she actually wished that she would wake up white. And what this is about is how Hollywood and show business have often defined attractiveness as qualities that are natural for white people. And even a woman as beautiful as Lupita Nyong'o was affected by that as a child. And her being able to admit that and say, now I have this career where I'm putting the lie to all of that. That's a singular moment, and it ties into another moment that we're going to talk about in just a second.
Well, I was going to say, the race was at the heart of a lot of the moments that really stay with us from the past year. This summer, the protests in Ferguson, after 18-year-old Michael Brown was shot and killed by Darren Wilson, the white police officer. So much coverage, but you are sort of picking the overall protest coverage as one of the most memorable moments in 2014?
Yes, this incident and the reaction to Ferguson produced protests across the country and worldwide and made us all talk about race, talk about policing, talk about white privilege in a way that we really have not talked about these subjects for many years.
Yeah.
It's put these subjects on the table in a way that everyone has to grapple with them, not just people of color. And this media coverage was inherent in making us consider these questions day after day.
Well, then there's another one ongoing. In late October, comedian Hannibal Buress was on tour, and he made a few jokes about Bill Cosby. Now, this is something that had been percolating in the African-American community, but this is when it started to burble up. Let's listen.
Just kids on TV. Pull your pants up, black people. I was on TV in the 80s. I can talk down to you because I had a successful sitcom. Yeah, it was great women, Bill Cosby, so kind of brings it down a couple notches. I don't curse on stage, but yeah, you're a rapist, so...
This was pretty shocking to people who had not been aware of some of the accusations against Bill Cosby.
Well, you know, I know these allegations were covered extensively in 2004 and 2005 when a woman filed a lawsuit against Bill Cosby and found 13 women who had similar stories who were willing to say that they had been drugged and sexually assaulted by this very famous comedian. But for whatever reason, we had cultural amnesia about that until Hannibal Buress articulated something that I think is the point of view of the younger generation. They didn't grow up with all this landmark work that he did in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and 90s. The Cosby they know is the Cosby who is the scold, the one who comes to them and tells them that their youth culture is damaging and dangerous and regressive. And this was a reaction to that. And that put the conversation on the table in a way. One of the women who accused Bill Cosby years ago wrote an op-ed for the Washington Post, and then the story kind of exploded.
And, of course, Bill Cosby has never been criminally charged with anything, and he denies the accusations, but a national conversation nonetheless. A couple more moments you want to note. The new show that made a big splash was Last Week Tonight with comedian John Oliver. That's on HBO. Here's a memorable moment when Oliver and his team investigate a claim that the Miss America pageant is the world's largest provider of scholarships to women.
Miss Alabama, in its 2012 filing, said it provided nearly $2.6 million in scholarships to just one school. Troy University, which blew my mind. Because if that's true, that must be the single prettiest school anywhere in America.
And then there's the internet video of the young woman in jeans and a T-shirt walking through the streets of New York. We know about this. It went viral. The video showed her being constantly harassed as she walked for 10 hours. Those two, very different. Why'd you choose them?
Okay, so with John Oliver, we're used to TV shows satirizing the news. But what John Oliver did was he reported and then satirized the results of his reporting. So they did investigation, looked into this claim, found out that it was questionable, and then also made fun of it. And so that's a new frontier, and it also gave him a new voice as a late-night news satirist that no one else was really doing. In terms of the internet video, what we saw here was in the same way that the Ferguson coverage put policing as part of the national conversation. This video made street harassment and sexual harassment on the table, got people talking about it. And then the group that made the video had to apologize because most of the people featured were men of color. And they didn't include white men, even though they had some footage of white men doing the same thing. So it put race on the table in a way that they didn't intend.
Eric Deggans, NPR's TV critic, thank you.
Thanks for having me.